I'm going to start recording.
Oh, no, but now we're so late. People will be like, we don't care about this.
You've joined us midway through a conversation about the difference between ginger ale and ginger beer. Write in.
Whether I like one of them or I don't, because I can't remember which one I like and which one I don't. And one of them I really like and one of them I hate.
I have ginger ale in the fridge.
I think I'd like ginger ale. Ginger ale is just sparkling ginger, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas ginger beer is like...
I'm not sure if... I think sometimes ginger ale is just called ginger beer. I think that they are supposed to be different things, but yeah. I'm not sure they always actually are. Ooh. But maybe I'm wrong. I think it's meant to be a brewed drink.
Anyway, are we ready to start?
I'm going to cough at some point, but let's just barrel
are
on
you
through.
Okay?
Yes,
your right. Allergies.
Like drinking wrong, but
oh no.
No, I'm fine.
Drinking wrong.
I just mean, like, I just had a sip of water. Oh, welcome, Meredith. It's 6:45 p.m.
Oh, baby.
And we have wine.
Night recording. So... Happy Pride. Wait, should we clink our little wine glasses?
Happy Pride.
Ooh.
That was loud.
Ooh. I wanted to make sure it was heard on the recording. Season 5, episode 22, 11:95.
Hello.
Well, here we are.
We are one sip down our glasses. So that's a portent of things to come. Oh, you are more than a sip.
I really pounded that.
Well, I do have a box.
I was
so
thirsty.
You also have a pint of water in front of you.
Dwin soched. Dwin soched iawn. Is that right?
It's sich is dry. So what is thirsty? I care about.
We learned it today.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, that. Here we are. What can you tell me about the Great Wall of China? Neelix asks Janeway questions so that he can answer them. Have you ever had that happen to you? Neelix is studying landmarks and he's studying the Millennium Gate. And Janeway,
you are the Neelix of this podcast.
How dare you? I am actually morale officer.
Yes, you are.
Janeway
thankless
had
job.
A great aunt who built it or something. I didn't know. I looked down for a minute and then I came back and it was like people of Indiana or something, and we're on a flashback and it's Janeway in a van or something, and it's December 27th, 2000. It's flashback Janeway, Aunt Martha or someone, and she saw a tomato and got a flat tire or something. I don't know. Don't ask. Don't tell. At least Christmas is over. Happy Pride. I'm Sam Hickman. You're a peculiar man, Mr. Janeway. I'm Sam Hickman.
And whose side are you on? I'm Kat Deerfield.
And this is
Hallmark movie of the week.
Oh my god.
11:59.
Oh Jesus Christ.
Women talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's Kat and it's Sam. They are two friends. Women talking about Star Trek Voyager. It's time that we start the show.
An opening tangent that you are not ready for.
Oh, God.
I've watched Picard.
What?
Ah! I watched Picard season 3.
Okay. Just give me a second to adjust to this.
Go for it.
When? Why?
This last couple of weeks, because I... had to get something delivered off of Amazon, and so I did a little free trial.
Fair.
And I wanted to watch Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, as per usual.
Yes.
And so I did watch Picard and Lower Decks, and I understand why you hated it. They spent half... Actually, no, you really should have loved it. They spent half the goddamn season in a nebula. Like, I was watching it, and
yeah,
I was, like, four episodes in, and they were still stuck in that fucking nebula. And I was like, oh, I understand if you had to watch this every single goddamn week. It would just be Picard the Nebula season.
I guess it sort of was, yeah. To be honest...
They are in that goddamn nebula for, like... episodes.
You're so right, but I have to say that really paled in comparison to the things that really bothered me about Picard season 3. But I am so excited to hear your thoughts. And I'm already fascinated that the first thing you came up with is there's too much time in a nebula.
There's...
Because this is a Star Trek Voyager podcast, for one thing.
But, like, truly, truly, we know that they're going to go into a nebula. Star Trek Picard, there's never been a nebula
before. Why would there be a nebula?
Whereas this one, they're like, get in that nebula and stay in there for weeks. Seven, Raffi, and this little guy as a TV show. I'd watch that. Just kidding. Q showing up at the end? Hard pass.
He died. He died. He died in the last season. I'm going to lose my
mind. He can never die. Nobody is ever dead in Star Trek.
I have been touching the mic.
They only threaten to come back.
Nobody's ever dead in Star Trek. You said you've watched Lower Decks. We need to talk
about
that.
I enjoyed that.
Let's carry on with Picard, but I'm delighted to hear you enjoy
Lower
Decks.
I don't have any other thoughts about Picard.
You don't?
It's over good, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it was very interesting watching it, and I did that.
Here we are.
Oh, I loved the bit where Picard is like, what are you, 25? To that man who's like 40. And I was like...
my God. I really... That
was that meant to be a joke?
No.
What?
That's what's so disturbing.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Why did they...
Okay, this is a Wiggs comment.
Yes, please.
Beverly Crusher. Her... I saw her makeup from all of the different angles that they chose to shoot it from in all of the various lightings. My first thought was Muppet-ish.
Oh.
She is just like two eyes, a pair of lips, just bobbing around weirdest lighting.
The lighting is like sometimes, a whole other conversation.
Sometimes it would hit her and the camera angle would be gorgeous and you'd see her and you'd be like, oh, I see what they were doing with her makeup. And then other times it's like, why is this drag queen on stage?
Maybe the lighting is the issue with the makeup, then. That's really interesting.
Yeah, because nobody else in that is a full beat.
No.
And she's like a smoky eye, a dark lip, curls. And everybody else is like men.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a great clip from an interview with Gates McFadden about Picard season 3, where she's like, I was standing on the bridge and I was looking around and I was like, I can't see anything. Can you see us? Are we lit at all? I was like, yeah, this is our question as well. What is going on? And then when they go into the like, oh, they're back on the old Enterprise, the end of that episode, the bridge is lit the way that it was in TNG, more or less.
Yeah.
And then the next episode, they're just like, well, we're in a fight now, so we have to turn off all the interior lights.
All the lights.
Like it's a car driving on the freeway at night.
It was wild.
Oh my God.
At one point I was doing it because I was really like pounding it and I was doing it while doing all of my laser hair removal zaps.
Perfect.
So I was watching it on my laptop in like mid-afternoon light and I was like, I can't see a goddamn thing that's happening.
Nothing.
You can't head nor tail of this space opera.
I mean, it's often bad in recent TV shows, but this is one of the worst that I've seen. It's so dark. Just for what purpose?
So it's spooky. So it looks expensive.
Oh, but it does not. It does not look expensive.
I was once hooking up with a guy in 2015. Don't worry. And his main critique of all like Amazon and mostly Amazon shows, because I think he was watching Mozart in the Jungle. Deep cut.
Never heard of that. Go on. Kenny Mead Depot. Carry on.
Bernadette Peters is in
not a visual medium, but Sam is doing a real shimmy.
I'm just a
shimmy.
Broadway baby. Anyway, listeners at home who know what I'm doing will be absolutely screaming. You placing that wine glass down very delicately.
The audio,
you should put a coaster down.
The audio on this episode is not going to be good.
They don't pay for this. This is a gift.
Yeah.
This is a gift from us.
Yeah, you're so welcome, everyone.
Where was I going with this? Anyway, we were hooking up. We were then watching Mozart in the Jungle. And he was like, the one thing that they realized how to make this look prestige is just to light it well. So that you can't tell how poorly everything's done.
Yeah.
Just like dark with a few little lights.
Yeah.
Anyway, that stayed with me for the past however long 2015 was ago.
2 years. Anyway.
That man, however.
didn't stay with you?
Oh my god, no. So many, many years later, for some reason he came up as watching my Instagram stories. And I was like, sir, what are you doing? And he was like, I didn't think you could do that. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it. Maybe I will. He was like, I was watching them just to make sure that you weren't going to be in town because I was passing through Cardiff and I didn't want to have to like awkwardly run into you.
That's so rude.
I was like, oh, wow. Sucks to be you. I like how I've staked a claim over the entire goddamn city. Yeah,
like every part of that is bizarre. So like, first of all, you live here, so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I mean, he was the man who used to make me shave my legs before we had sex. So the red flags were everywhere. Oh, it was like a goddamn parade of them. I had to fight my way through. Anyway,
sorry if you're listening.
I once was like, oh, I'll drive you home. You know, like, where do you live? And he was like, Ely. So I had to drive all the way to fucking Ely. And then he was like, I actually need a lift to work. And I was like, oh, where do you work? He was like, and then all the way back.
Oh my god.
In like 9 a.m. traffic. It was anyway.
Have a plan.
A simpler time. Oh, I would never. Anyway, Neelix is I would never, says a woman who just had a man stay with her for 4 days. Absolutely not. I refuse to learn from my mistakes. Anyway,
wait a minute. We have to talk about Lower Decks real quick.
Yes, that's so what I was going to get to.
Oh, sorry. No, it wasn't. You just started talking about Neelix.
That's where I was going.
Sorry. I'll let you carry on then.
I have no thoughts on Lower Decks. I enjoy it. I think it's a well put together show. I think it's a great cast. I think it's a really fun concept. I think it's very well executed. Blah, 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 blah. No comment.
Good. I mean, that is a comment, but I'm pleased to hear it. I was worried it might be a little too in-jokey for you, but I'm pleased to hear that you were able to enjoy it.
Thank you.
I think
you.
It's great.
I like the bright colors.
It is very colorful. I like how you can see what's happening.
Oh my gosh. Seeing what's happening, that's one of my favorite things. Fumbling around in the dark, also one of my favorite things.
When this comes out, it will either be just before or just after Strange New World season 2 has premiered. I'm very excited about that. I can give you access to that if you would like it.
No, but, okay. Thank you.
All right.
One is enough. I watched Picard. How much more do you want from me?
I think you might actually enjoy Strange New Worlds. Mm. Friend of the Friend of the pod.
Flurbidaburf.
Friend of the pod, Phoebe, is watching Strange New Worlds.
Oh, shout out to that, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith, Phoebe. But there is going to be a crossover episode with Lower Decks. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh, yes, you said. Somebody said this to me. Anyway, Neelix is studying landmarks, the Millennium Gate, blah, 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 blah. There's a flashback to she saw a tomato, then we skipped the introduction. Anyway, Janeway of the past yells at this pedestrian in her car and then rear-ends a guy. She doesn't have insurance and the guy is like, $200, I'll fix it. And Janeway of the past is poor. Also, $200 to fix a bumper in the year 2000. This man was trying to fleece her.
Do you know, I'll show my age and say that I was in a car accident in 2006, and, no, 2007, and it did cost like a, I mean, I didn't fix my car, but because the accident wasn't my fault, my insurance gave me money to fix my car, I never did it, but it was several hundred.
Wow. Anyway, her car dies in the snow. Kind of ironic for a town named Hope. She wanders into a bookshop or something, and she meets some lesbians, but it turns out it's just an elderly man and his sassy grandson. I was watching this on my computer, and I looked away, and all I heard were voices and shadows and silhouettes, and I said, a lesbian bookstore. I think this story just got interesting.
And then you looked up, and you were sorely disappointed.
I thought this was going to be a sapphic Janeway-a-thon, but it wasn't. Anyway, there's a spiral staircase, happy pride. And Janeway of the past is like, coffee, 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 coffee. There's coffee in that library. And there's also a flyer opposing the Millennium Gate. She's Shannon O'Donnell, and that's how we will refer to her from now on.
For the rest of the series.
Yes, Shannon O'Donnell, the lady in the past. This guy who runs the bookstore shop is, of course, Janeway of the past. So he is going to be Janeway Boy in my notes, or Mr. Janeway. It's a glorified shopping mall, is what he says, or whatever. And then the sassy teen sasses, and Shannon is an out-of-work actress, and Janeway Man of the past is not hiring, but he's gonna give her enough to fix the car or whatever. Later that night, they do computers or whatever in an internet bar or something, I don't know, and they're gonna, everybody else in the premises that everybody else in the town got bought out except for this Mr. Janeway, and he's like, no, no, no. And then there's like a news report where he harasses a news person, and then they're like, we're gonna move this project to Canton, Ohio. There are worse kinds of Canton in this world, I guess.
It's a Cardiff joke.
Ha 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 ha. We're so funny. You ever sucked a dick in Canton?
Anyway.
The Janeway fella is a kook. He is kooky bazooky. And then there's a weird dinner scene. And Shannon is like, I wouldn't mind visiting Paris. And then Mr. Janeway is like, I love books. And he fixed your car or something. Meanwhile, back on Voyager, Janeway and Seven are in Astrometrics looking up the Millennium Gate. I wouldn't have become a Starfleet captain if it wasn't for her, says Janeway. In the mess hall, Neelix and Tom are doing quizzes, and Seven knows things because she's a Borg. Why wouldn't they just make up fun future facts for this scene?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
The great phage debacle, you know?
Great point.
Seven is doing Ancestry.com, and Neelix uses the phrase 7 of 9.5, which is how I will rate this episode regardless of how good or bad it is. Neelix expands the search to more than Starfleet records, and he finds a little photograph of Shannon O'Doyle. And then we're back in the flashback, and Marcy Collins, news reporter, is that girl.
Yes.
I don't know why she is named.
Nope.
I don't know why she, there's like, we have to have a full like thing, but she is in it for this scene. Shannon is doing maps and then gets chatted up at the bar by some guy who's like, you were almost in NASA, but you weren't. Everybody else is doing great. And then there's a news clip or something. And then in the bookshop, the teen is sassy and he sasses Shannon, and Shannon isn't going to have kids. Where's your mom?
Moving right along.
Janeway, dad Janeway is like, Greek myths don't have fathers, only daddy issues. So I think it's good that this teen's mommy has died.
That's the point he's making, right?
And they get a phone call and he says, first call in 3 days and it's a wrong number. My whole fucking life. Anyway... it's not just a mall, says Shannon. Shannon has been Googling, and Janeway Boy tries to gaslight her, and she's like, no, baby, you're living in the past. And they're having a beer or something, and she's like, oh, they've offered me a job as consulting engineer. Did you know Coldplay is performing in Cardiff?
I sure did, because the fucking Transport for Wales app won't stop telling me.
Oh, my only comment on that was, ew.
I was on an extremely overcrowded train trying to check the departure and arrival times of my trains, and I kept losing the screen I was supposed to be on because there's some kind of competition to win Coldplay tickets that TFW are advertising.
Disgusting.
And I think it's just because my phone wasn't working properly, but it kept like bringing it, every time that ad came up, it brought me back to the main screen, so this is start the whole process over again. So I'm not feeling like super keen on Coldplay at the moment.
Yeah.
Even less so than usual.
And I may have received a deposit for a wedding.
That's exciting.
So that's exciting. Anyway, Jason is out of there, and so is Shannon. Back on Voyager, Harry Kim tells a story. It's kind of sad. The doctor comes in, and they're like, what's your family history? And he's like, my cousin is a prize-winning chess program. Tom Paris has daddy issues, and he has a cousin or whatever, and Janeway's like, oh, did she know Shannon or whatever? And he's like, I don't know. Anyway, There's no Shannon here. Shannon doesn't live here anymore, and she never went to Mars. And Janeway and Chakotay have a little chat, and Janeway, it turns out that Shannon didn't actually do anything at all. Because she was kind of shit, except for that one man that she married.
Yeah.
And I said, what? Excuse me? No, what? How will I break the news to Aunt Martha, says Janeway. Back in the day, in a bar named Hope, Shannon and this guy do a beer or whatever, and he's playing the long team. Shannon of the past is trying to explain why boy Janeway's bad. And it's stated that he is playing for the wrong team. What team do you play for?
Both.
Wow, happy pride. Jason comes to ask Shannon for help or something. I'll see you in Ohio or something. Who the fuck cares? Why are you leaving? I'm sorry. She's in her car again doing a captain's log, which is a very silly device, and it is bad. This is when the episode really takes a turn for me, because it becomes like Hallmark Movie Channel.
I mean, I genuinely...
It is a Christmas movie.
I genuinely think that I have genuinely seen a Hallmark Christmas movie filmed in this bookstore set. I'm so sure.
If the Meredith know, please write in. Shannon goes back to the scene of the crime, and Janeway Mann comes downstairs and is with a fucking candle like he's goddamn Ebenezer goddamn Scrooge knockoff. This is bad. This scene is cringe. It was the cookies. If this is when I switched to watching it at 1.25 speed, and if you do that, it does have codependent lesbian space alien seek same vibes.
Oh, that's okay.
She's like, it did not taste the same. It was different.
Good.
The cookie was bad.
Oh, that's good.
I like to go off the road and pick up a packet of cookies as a little treat for myself. It did not taste good. I was filled with tears. Yeah, he's allergic to chocolate.
Sorry, that's so funny, Sam. You're so right. That's just so close to
it. It was yes.
So close to a codependent lesbian space alien seek same conversation.
What's your little road treat?
Oh gosh, it's been so long since I've been on the road. Actually,
is this, a 10-minute episode? We're like piling through.
Well, we're 23 minutes in.
Oh, so they get what they get.
I spent a lot of time in cars on very windy roads at the weekend, and I did not enjoy it.
Oh no!
It was fine.
A nice ginger ale to settle your stomach.
It was lovely countryside that was worth seeing. I wish that I did not get nauseous in cars. It would make my life so much easier.
Did you take a little Dramamine?
I find that the level of sedation that I get from travel sickness tablets is excessive for being a person.
Yeah. You gotta get up and go places.
I gotta get some ginger chews or whatever equivalent you can get in this cup. Anyway, it's fine.
You can get the gummy bears from Holland and Barrett.
Can you? That's good to
know. They're really delicious.
That's good to know. I will check that out. I think it's got worse in the pandemic because I just like wasn't in a car except twice in the course of 2 years.
Yeah. I get car sick now.
Do you?
Oh, and I'm usually driving the car, so I don't know what's happening.
We'll relearn. It will be fine.
Boy Janeway changed his sign and everybody's happy.
Yay.
But I would have gone for a minimum of 40% above the market price because honestly, like clearly.
They're desperate.
They're desperate to do it in wherever they are. Dayton, Ohio. Where are they? A town called Hope.
Hope, Indiana.
Wait, that's not what it's called.
No, it's not.
Anyway, it's the 22nd of April on Voyager.
Isn't it called Canton?
No, Canton, Ohio is where they were going to do.
Ohio.
This is Tennessee, Indiana.
I also watched this episode last Thursday, Tuesday night.
I watched this before leaving. Actually, no, I watched this directly after Arol, Maun Dosbath Cymraeg, and before I did my nighttime row. So I am... I'm really fitting it all in today.
You really are.
I got up at 8 this morning and I did an hour of sewing and then I went to work and then I came back, shoveled food down my gullet, did a 2-hour Welsh class, watched this episode, did a 20-minute row, had a shower, came here.
Wow, well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Anyway, it's Ancestors Eve Day. I don't know. Everybody is like, no, you liked Shannon. You like Shannon. And the doctor takes a photo and they're like, to family, like my Christmas party photos. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to old Janeway taking a photo, and that is the end of the episode.
Wow. So,
thoughts, opinions,
wigs.
Oh, wait, we're going straight into
segments? I don't have anything to say.
I don't have anything to say either. Wigs. Did you enjoy 20th century garb?
I did. I did think, like...
You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s bitch.
I did think, like, this car isn't, like, unreasonably old. But it is old.
It is old.
Yeah, it was set in the year 2000. It kind of felt like it was
What were you doing? Oh, what were you doing Christmas Eve? New Year's Eve 2000. We both lived during that time sometimes. I wasn't born yet.
Oh, but... wait, was it 1999 to 2000?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was really, really, really ill.
Oh, no.
I remember that year quite clearly.
Wait, was it? It must have been 2001.
Yeah, I think it was already 2000 in this episode. 9/11
hadn't happened yet.
Mm, a simpler time.
Sad.
I don't know what I was doing that New Year's Eve.
I don't know either. What were you doing at the millennium? Year I was born was 2001. It's all coming together.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. Wigs.
Wigs.
That was the end of wigs.
Yeah.
Stay out of the nebula.
What was the nebula?
I think the nebula was age differences in male and female co-stars. Because this one did not make any goddamn sense.
There was also no chemistry between them.
I thought there was a bizarre flirtiness that, because I think Kate Mulgrew is an incredible actress.
Yes.
There, she was doing like, I'm flirting with this man and we're having a wonderful time. And that guy was like, ha, ha, you whippersnapper. Like, you know, it was a real.
Yes, I think you've hit the nail on the head. She was flirting with him and he was not picking up what she was laying down and the vibes were weird.
It was like, I don't know what the idea behind that. Like, they could have cast anyone.
Yeah.
They could have cast a really, really hot man to be it. And they said no.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make it believable that she would be like.
Like, why? Why did she fall for this guy?
This guy.
There's no reason.
This guy who truly is, like, afraid of the internet. Like,
yeah, it's just so weird. I did not like this episode. I don't know if that's come through in the fact that I had nothing to say about it, but...
No, really?
I did not like this episode. I don't know what the point of it was, really. I mean, I guess the point of it is, like, the history. Yeah, what really happened? We don't know. Wow, you're welcome for that. I've run out of steam.
It's like, it's, I think it's more prescient now because we are famously living through a digital dark age.
That's true.
You know, like one server goes, it's kaputzos for everybody. Yeah. Kaputzos. I put my little kaputzos in my little shoes.
What?
And I walked all the way here. Kapoo, kapoo, kapoo. I don't know what. I just, such a weird word.
I think the wine is kicking in for me.
Not me. I finished my wine.
Did you?
No.
I finished mine.
Now I have.
I had one mouthful left. You had significantly more than a mouthful. And
had a large
you look
mouthful.
Like you're struggling.
A large mouthful. Anyway, how would you rate this episode?
I'm giving this episode 2.5 out of 5 electric shavers.
Wow.
What are you giving this episode?
9.5. 7 of 9.5.
Okay.
I don't think it was good, but that's the thing that happened. Neelix being like, you ever gonna breed to 7 was kind of weird.
God. Anyway. It was. I don't have anything to say about this.
You have anything to plug?
No.
Oh.
I'm intending to write that essay. I have started writing that essay about the Borg. But I haven't decided how I'm going to publish it. It may or may not be under my real name. So stay tuned. I mean, if it's not under my real name, I will say what it is here, but...
What's it going to be? Wait, what would your pen name be?
If I do go with a pen name, it'll be Kat Hirschfeld, which is just like my ancestral boring surname.
Happy Ancestors Day.
Yeah, happy Ancestors Day. Yeah.
Wow, April 22nd already.
It's just for SEO reasons, but that's boring.
It wouldn't have been like a fun like Star Trek pseudonym.
Maybe I should.
Like Seven of Fines.
I think maybe I never told you that we got a message from a fan in response to one of the photos that I posted on the Instagram of you that just said Seven of Fine.
Thank you.
That was maybe Thank a year ago. You. I just suddenly thought, I don't think I ever told you that.
Thank you. Sleigh boots, happy pride.
All right, you got anything to plug?
Oh my god, I had a weird interaction at the bank yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Wait, no, probably not yesterday. Probably multiple days ago. What was yesterday?
Monday.
Yesterday then. So the woman in front of me at the bank, like, because I went and I did like where you have to go to the clerk or the clerk.
Yes.
And the woman being served in front of me, like, had this whole thing, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, she was doing her business, whatever. And then at the end, she's like, thanks, girl. And then, to the lady at the bank. And I was, like, talking. I was, like, you know, having, I got to my little turn, and I was like, oh, thanks, girl. Happy pride. And this woman was like, nothing.
Oh no.
I was like, oh, I understand that not everything is for everyone. I was like, ah, this is code switching. Interesting.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Anyway,
you're on the side of the Wales Millennium Center's newly renovated cabaret space. So
I am.
If anyone wants to see a very, very large, very beautiful picture of Sam, head to the Millennium Center in Cardiff, known as Torchwood headquarters.
Oh, and if you would like to hear an anecdote of when I took my mother to see that photo, tune into this month's episode of Hyperlocal Celebrity, out now with a special musical demo at the very end of a new song that I am working on.
Gasp, you really do have something to plug.
I do.
That's exciting.
That's why I brought it up and I didn't say my butthole.
Right, where can people find you?
I don't know where you can find me. Leave me alone. There you go. Where can they find you, Kat? Your address is...
I'm on Instagram at Kat Deerfield. It's a private account and I don't really use it. I will probably forget to add you back, but you are welcome to add me on there or request it, whatever it's called. I am also on Instagram and Tumblr at Directed by Jonathan Frakes, although that is inactive at the moment. I do intend to start uploading screen caps of Jonathan Frakes directed Star Trek again at some point. You can also follow us on social media, as in the podcast. We are at...
That's us.
We are at WTASTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
That's us.
And, is there anything else? No, I don't think so.
When did this come out?
This comes out third week of June.
Wow, the 16th?
The 16th. Oh, yeah, day after Strange New Worlds premieres. Bless you, Sam.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to do it again. Day before Pride. Oh, come to the Big Queer Picnic.
Oh, yeah, come to the Big Queer Picnic on the 17th of June, Cardiff. Big Queer Picnic.
Don't go to Sophia Gardens.
It's not in Sophia Gardens.
Wait,
isn't it?
Where is it?
Is it? Maybe it is.
It's usually there.
Wait, I wasn't listening.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know. I think I don't know where it is, but maybe it's in... Don't listen to me. Just look it up. Big Queer Picnic.
You
the place
to
be.
Look it up real quick?
Not really.
No.
No. What if? Support your local non-commercial pride events. What else? Oh, actually, the other choir that I'm in is performing at that, so there's that. What else?
That's it. We're done.
Happy Pride. we're halfway through Pride Month. Hope you're having a nice time and remembering.
Are you having a nice Pride?
Well, it's currently the 6th of June, and I have not done anything to observe it yet.
Wow. Yeah, it's in Sophia Gardens.
Okay.
Well, there 1 we go. p.m. for those who would like to come.
Yeah, come to...
We'll be there. Don't come up to us, though. Don't approach us. We're very unfriendly. I've dealt with so many members of the public over the last 5 months of having to busk for a living.
Yeah.
So I'm all tapped out.
Well, should we just say goodbye and then
goodbye,
stop
everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I love you, Meredith.
I don't love you. Broadway, baby. Walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a shell. Ow. Goodbye.
Happy Pride.
But don't feel it.
Stay in space, no one can hear you scream. The star bleeds one hell of a place. But now we've come to the end of our show. Did you survive or will you